This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. At some point reasonably early on in his presidency, Joe Biden is going to have to figure out how he wants to handle China. The Trump administration leaves him with an ongoing, although largely forgotten, trade war, a phase one trade deal that mostly has not delivered, unresolved questions on market access, intellectual property protections, forced technology transfers, the list goes on. In the meanwhile, China has joined a regional trade agreement with 14 other countries in Asia, of which the United States is notably not a part. China has the second biggest economy in the world, so it's tough not to do business there. So, Marketplace's Abri Benishore looked at some of the Biden administration's options.
The toolbox, when it comes to China, is missing a few things.
One really useful option of confronting China has been taken away. And that is to be able to use the World Trade Organization to be able to, you know, bring cases against China.
Chad Bown is with the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
For the previous 10, 12 years, that had been the approach. And virtually every time one of those disputes was brought forward, and there, you know, were two dozen or so of these the United States brought against China, the United States would win the case, and China, for the most part, would fix the underlying problem.
But the Trump administration blocked judges from joining the bench there, basically shutting down the ability of the WTO to settle trade cases. The Biden administration could reverse that. Then again, even when the WTO was functional, it didn't really put a stop to one of the U.S.'s major complaints with China, subsidies. Nick Lardy is also with the Peterson Institute.
The rules on subsidies are vague, and as a result, there have not been very many cases dealing with subsidies.
Plus, when countries sue each other over everything from airplane subsidies to unfair dumping of products, the cases can drag on for years, and by the time they're resolved, a lot of the economic damage has been done. There are, of course, tariffs, the favorite of the Trump administration. They already cover $350 billion worth of Chinese goods.
The tariffs have not induced any kind of positive change, and in fact, the evidence is they're hurting the U.S. economy.
David Dollar is senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. While Trump's tariffs haven't produced structural change, they might afford President Biden at least some leverage for getting rid of them.
The smart thing would be to negotiate away the tariffs, which have not been very effective, in return for some clear progress on market access, intellectual property rights protection, forced technology transfer.
History suggests, though, that's easier said than done. Another strategy open to Biden, targeting specific Chinese firms on national security grounds. That was a favorite under the Trump administration.
I think the Biden administration is absolutely going to need that policy.
Amy Selico is a principal with Albright Stonebridge Group. If you say, no, this isn't a trade dispute, it's actually a national security issue, a president or a country can gain a lot of legal leeway.
When it comes to the national security interests of the United States, having access to medical supplies, having access to rare earths that, as you know, are essential components in so many IT systems.
Trump blacklisted Chinese telecom company Huawei, tried to cut off its ability to benefit from U.S. technology, even going after Huawei's deals with governments abroad. Selico says this wasn't just because of national security concerns. The U.S. also views Huawei as having received unfair support from the Chinese government and having taken the intellectual property of its competitors. Blacklisting as a policy, though, can invite other problems. China can harass U.S. companies in return. There's one approach that fell out of favor under the Trump administration. Simple strength in numbers.
Start building a club of like-minded economies.
Again, Brookings' David Dollar. A lot of countries have the same issues with China as the U.S. does. Together, they could change the rules at the WTO, for example. And Dollar says the U.S. needs to build and rebuild ties with Asian countries and rejoin the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement. That deal, negotiated under Obama and abandoned by Trump, doesn't include China and sets a high bar on issues like protecting intellectual property.
If we're creating a better set of rules for innovation and efficiency, then that's going to tend to win out as the home for important supply chains.
Whatever path the Biden administration treads, the reality is that China's economic clout keeps on growing, and none of the available tools is a silver bullet for managing the relationship between two economic superpowers. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.